call the meeting to order. Roll call, please, Pat.
Carlisle?
Here.
Kubish?
Here.
McClory?
Here.
Murray?
Here.
Reynolds?
Present.
Approval minutes for the August 6th meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Kubish?
Abstain.
McClory?
Yes.
Murray?
Yes.
Reynolds?
Yes.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming you're here on the agenda item. Okay. Any correspondence?
No, we had two letters of support for the... but that comes later. Okay.
Under new business, we have a variance request for 513 Bay Drive. Bay Drive?
Yes.
What am I reading?
Yes.
Bay Street.
Bay Street. Isn't it Bay Street?
Yeah.
Bay Street, yeah.
Okay. I'm reading it right. It's just we'll open the public hearing and ask Annie to give staff presentation, please.
Okay. The variance request is at 513 Bay Street. The background, the subject parcel is located at 513 Bay Street. It's along the north line on the north side of town at the intersection of Mechanic and Bay Street, as you can see in the pictures.
Right.
It's in the waterfront residential district. They have, I don't know if you want me to read this over verbatim or if, just summarize.
Paraphrase or hit the highlights or however you want to do it.
As included in your packet, they're wanting to extend on the very northwest corner, 6x12 proposed addition, which would extend for another 6 feet the 1.8 setback that they currently have. And the required road setback is 15 feet, and they currently have 1.8 at the very northwest point there. And so it would extend that further up into, across another 6 feet.
While you're thinking, let's be sure we all understand. The extension would be on an existing variance, and it would take us no closer to the roadbed or the line or anything. It
right.
It's parallel to what
that
is already there.
Yes. There were two variances that you also granted in 2010, and I didn't know how much of a consideration that you wanted to take or how much that would make in your decision, but I went ahead and included that and sort of the reasoning that you had given at that time for granting those variances. And at that time, it was that the topographical nature of the parcel, that was the main reason for your decision, and that's why I included the contours map, and then the meandering shoreline was also that.
I have a minor point.
Yeah.
I think this should be corrected to the northeast corner.
I thought so, too.
Oh, you're correct. I apologize.
No, I don't think so. The front of the house is on Bay Street. The back is on the lake, is it not?
No, it should be to the
other way around.
And it is northeast.
Right. It is northeast.
It is northeast. I apologize about that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pointing that out. They are under the minimum maximum lot coverage, which is 30%. They're roughly 26% lot coverage. There's also a view corridor variable in the ordinance, which they are not over the view corridor ratio either.
Okay. Reading your hat, I'm assuming you're Mr. Scope.
Yeah.
And you're representing the applicant?
Yeah.
Your first name, sir?
Mike.
I'll ask you a question first and then let you... this board has defined the setback as drip line. So is this variance that you're asking for from the foundation or from the drip line?
That would be the foundation, because it's off the foundation.
So in approximately how much overhang is there?
2 foot overhang is what's on it now.
So it's actually going to encroach then?
What's over there now, yes. If they went from the drip line before, your 1.8, that's exactly where the drip line would be on the addition also.
Okay, so, you know, what I, you misunderstood me or...
Yeah. If they went by the drip line before, it'll be right there again.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify that. Because a while ago we had somebody in that neighborhood that actually was asking for a variance, but when they put their overhang on, they were going to be on the neighbor's property. Okay, the floor is yours. Do you care to make a presentation or?
No, I just, they just want the people, they need a walk-in shower. There isn't one in there. They're getting too old to go upstairs and use the shower upstairs, so they want a walk-in shower. That's the reason for the addition.
We exist basically on determining whether there's hardship or not to use the property, any property, to its maximum use. This, their age and their inability to move about the house is, I guess, what they would say.
Okay. Close public hearing. Any board discussion or questions?
I have a question. I just simply want to make sure that, and I didn't check it, it's probably my own fault for not checking it, but I wanted to make sure that the end of Mechanic Street there, is there a public access? Is that a water?
It appears from...
There's a walk going down there, I'm not sure if the neighbors...
From the photographs, I would guess that there is a public access in there of some kind. Or there's two very small parcels right at the end of Mechanic Street, one on the other.
The reason that I note that is not because of what's, well, two points of contention, I guess, there would be one that the owners need to be aware that they would be possibly encroaching on or extremely near to the public access point, and probably the other thing is that the neighbor's existing deck obviously goes over, encroaches upon the public access. So I wouldn't want to see that public access closed off. I've gone to great personal expense and time, and I have all the original land documents dated back from the original deed for this part of the country, and I have them in a tube, and I didn't pull them and look at them. But I know, and I can find out exactly what they are, and I don't want to see this be encroached upon or lost by the city or by the state or by the people.
Well, if you would refer to that drawing, the front corner structure is 21 feet, 7 inches. And, yeah, you're going to lose some for the angle. But, and then the addition is, what, 6 foot wide?
6 foot.
I think the side yard setback is 7?
Well, it can be at least 5 feet.
Okay.
Depending on what the other side is.
I would say that there should be quite a bit of cushion there.
Yeah, they're not encroaching on this side, or we would be asking for a variance on the side setback.
Does anybody know whose set of steps that is that goes down there? Is that long enough?
I believe it is the set of
okay.
Well, in this picture, they're showing the neighbor's decking.
That's exactly what I just said.
Yeah. Going over his property.
So it must not be.
Must have been a variance to get enough decking.
I don't think there was.
Oh. Somebody did nail it up.
You bet.
So would the neighbor have decking on the public, on the public access property?
We're not here to hear that.
If you look at the photograph, that might be the case.
Well, I did eyeball it, and I could witness. I would say that his deck is encroaching on there. And so I wanted to bring that to light, is that I don't want to see this public access sacrificed because of,
incremental encroachments.
Yeah, right.
Do it all the time, don't they?
Well, obviously it's being done right here.
Yeah.
Incremental encroachments.
Any other questions from the board?
This is a year-round residence for Mr. and Mrs. Crummer.
Summer.
Summer only.
Yeah. I don't know where the main residence is now because they sold their place down below. Now they go between Florida and Florida.
Okay. Any other board questions? We go to the, what do you call it? I don't know.
Findings of fact.
The findings of fact on page 2. We have items 1-7. And does anybody have any problems with what is stated there? Or?
If I may?
Yeah.
I was looking at the past findings of fact that you had done, and I didn't know if you wanted to also include that the WRD requires a rear setback or 15 feet, and that the current setback is 1.8 feet. You want to include those two facts as well. Also in the past, you included, you know, square footage of the lot.
Right.
And the square footage of this lot is 16,888, and the minimum required square footage is 5,445. I don't know if those are things that you want to include as well.
The 1.8 on the rear is the same as the other variances granted on the rear. There's not much room to encroach anymore.
Because of the angle, line. It's going to change slightly, but
not much.
Not much. I don't have a problem with that. Yes, I personally would like to have
include
you
okay.
include that. The rest of the board? Okay. I would also like to include Mr. Scope's comment about the physical limitations of the owner. Mm-hmm. I don't know quite how you'd phrase that, but
I can do a medical necessity and physical limitations.
Okay. Anything else? Findings of fact, number 1, requiring the owner to comply with regulations governing area setbacks, frontage height, bulk density, and other non-use requirements would unreasonably prevent the owner from using the property for the permitted purpose or would render conformity with such regulations unnecessarily burdensome.
I guess that's true given the age and medical issues.
Yes, that was my thought too. But,
is this the contemplated shower is the only one in the house even, or there's one on the second floor? Yeah, the issue is they can't go to the second floor.
Yeah, a couple upstairs, but this is the only bath.
Yeah.
So they're master bath. But.
Are we done with 1? Mm-hmm. 2, the variance granted is the smallest variance necessary to do substantial justice to the owner as well as the other property owners. I think Annie said she had 2 letters of support.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. 1 from one of their neighbors and then 1 from Haggard Plumbing.
Okay.
They write every time.
He comments on everything.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah.
And he's always in favor of everything.
Yeah. I just have to laugh at that, I'm sorry. I would guess that, in my opinion, 6x12 is not a excessive bathroom.
I know people that have showers twice that big.
The variance can be granted in such a fashion that the spirit of the ordinance will be observed and public safety and welfare secured. I would almost say it does not necessarily apply in this case, but anyway.
Well, the general welfare of the public, I'm concerned about the access. Now, Bob, that's another issue, so.
Yes. Well, if you'd like, we can go back up to the general findings of fact and make a statement that, or when we make the motion, we can make the statement that there shall be no, if there is a right, you know, public right of way, that there shall be no encroachment on a right of way.
That'd work. That'd be perfect. Thanks, Pat.
The need for the variance is not self-created. They didn't build the house originally, did they? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the original owner. Yeah.
Okay. So in a way you could say it was, but...
But that was what? Not yet 2000 or before that even?
Well, I think it says 1988 somewhere.
Yeah, 88.
So many years have passed, they're yeah. Over.
So to answer that question, if you vote in the affirmative, do you answer that with yes or no?
Which one?
Number four.
Because it has the not in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's probably yes. If you think it was not self-created, mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think
make
so.
A double negative.
Yeah.
Right.
The need for the variance is due to the unique circumstances of the property itself and not due to general conditions in the area or circumstances related to the owner personally or others residing on the property. And probably we've had more requests for Bay Street in that neighborhood than any other area of town, so...
Steep slopes, meandering lakefront.
So the need for the variance here is because these people have grown older.
In a sense, yes. Yeah, rather than to chase them out of their house, you give them a bigger bathroom.
Were some variances put in place after they built the house?
Yes, variances number have been in place after they built the house.
Well, so that they wouldn't have known when they built the house what was going to happen.
Right. We would have had zoning at that time, but who knows what the setbacks and the likes were at that point. But I guess that. Answer five, I would say it's due to the topographic nature of the lot or the topographic, I can't even say it, of the lot or some such thing.
The contour, the topography of it, yeah.
It's a
70 degree slope there, Roger. It's absolutely unbuildable.
No, I want to look at it.
Oh.
It's a good thing they go to Florida, isn't it? Swear they'd never be able to get up and down in that, but
it's out of that driveway.
Okay. Anything else under findings of fact? Someone care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the variance as requested. Is that correct?
With the stipulation that there would be no encroachment into a public easement if there is one at the end of Mechanic Street.
Thank you.
Something to that word?
Yes.
That having been said, where do you include the medical necessity that drives much of this?
It'll be under the findings of fact.
Okay.
And it will be placed not only under the general findings, but also under the five under section 27.45.
So I make a motion to accept as this.
Yep. Okay. You made the motion to approve the variance as requested with stipulation of no encroachment into public easement.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Murray?
Aye.
Reynolds?
Aye.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Kubish?
Yes.
McClory?
Yes.
I should put all my stuff in my hand. No old business. You don't have any office reports, standing committees. I like the old story. Your old statement. Any commissioner comments? Any announcements?
Just for if anyone's interested, there's a Kirtland that has applied for an adjustment on their DEQ air quality permit. So there will be a public comment period beginning October 9th and ending November 13th with a public hearing. The public hearing will be here, either here or there, November 13th regarding that, if you're interested.
They have a new standard that they want to have applied to them. What drives that?
Yeah, well, apparently they had, when the DEQ came and tested their air quality for their air emissions, they have several different sources emitting different pollutants into the air, and some were over the maximum capacity and others were under. The whole of everything was under what the DEQ mandated, but they want to adjust it. And according to the DEQ, there is several variables going into what they allow. And they're sort of unique for each situation, and they are in a combination of even the general area and how much emissions are going into the air, even outside of Kirtland in the general area. So it was hard to sort of pinpoint them on exactly what would be needed from Kirtland, but they're asking for relief from them, and that's what they're going to be assessing, if that's something that they can provide to them.
If they get that, would that let them return to immediate production? This is going to be their season here.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They've been running some now.
Yeah, they have. Okay.
The DEQ didn't, in a sense, put a stop work order.
Right.
They just found them in violation of their permit. And
can you hear them at your place, Pat?
Yeah, but I can hear Lysemeyer when they're not running. So, you know, what difference does it make, in a sense?
Right. The city now has filed a motion for reconsideration with Judge Pytosh regarding his decision on that. So that's where that stands with, as far as the city's involvement. The city really doesn't have anything to do with the DEQ permit.
Right.
It's just, I would just let you guys know that that's what's going on with that. Yeah. Thank you.
I just come back tomorrow and get my paperwork.
Okay. That's great.
Thanks.
Okay. And the people working on the Dilworth is the same group that's been on it for several years?
No.
No?
No.
No, there's new people.
It is new people.
Lone Pine?
Tall Pines developer, Tall Pines something, and it's a local development group. He lives just off of Boyne City Charlevoix Road. And so they've picked it up and done a lot of work in a very short period of time to secure the building and are going forward with that. So it is a totally different group.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. What about across the lens?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Devlin.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. We've heard nothing.
Did anybody happen to attend his dog and pony show?
Yeah, I looked in inconspicuously. People started leaving pretty early on. I don't know that he had half his audience by the time it was over. No, I don't think he garnered any success successful consideration.
Well, it wasn't a public comment session, was it?
It was him.
Well, basically what he was trying to do, or at least my take on it, was he was trying to get enough public support to try to force the city to, in a sense, reopen his old permits,
right.
Rather than having to reapply.
Right.
And he didn't come close to getting that level of support, I don't think. Nothing has happened. Nothing has been filed with you.
No, he has not. We haven't heard. We've heard nothing. Just come.
I don't think the way it is right now, he has any option other than to start the process over.
Yeah, that I think is what.
He's still interested in playing a blame game. He hasn't learned otherwise.
Well,
I mean, was that categorized as a brownfield?
Not at the time he started. Okay. That's a horse he got on about halfway through.
Yeah, okay.
So it was after he was in permit trouble and everything before all of a sudden it was a brownfield. And so
interesting.
Yeah. And I still wish the city would have listened to me back when Essex closed. The property was available for like $526,000.
Where is it?
Devlon's property.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to talk the council at that point into buy the damn thing, you know, but nobody could see it.
That wasn't that long ago. 95 or something? No, 98,
92. No, I think it was around 90, so give or take some.
Well, I thought they were still in production or working there. Maybe it was just a storage.
Well,
like up until what? 2000?
Sold to a different company, didn't it?
Part. Well, Essex closed and it was empty for a couple of years, and then this group that's Devlon now, or at least the principals, bought it, and as part of the deal with the city, they were making, remember the hot seats that they sold for hunting and stuff that they were making in Charlotte?
Cushions and luggage and stuff like that.
And they were doing that in Charlevoix, and as a deal with the city, they moved it here for 2 years, and it just basically as soon as the 2 years was up, they closed the door and started on the, you know, the development, if you will. But I think, you know, if there's was a big screw up in Boyne City's past, it was the fact that Boyne City didn't buy that piece of property. So anyway, if nobody else wants to talk, motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.